The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
So I'm going to read you a koan, since we're talking about koans today. And this is case 9 from the Gateless Barrier, the Gateless Gate. And it's called Changjing's Non-Attained Buddha. A monk asked the priest Changjing of Xinyang, "The Buddha of supremely pervading, surpassing wisdom, did zazen on the Bodhi seat for 10 kalpas, but the Dharma of the Buddha did not manifest itself, and he could not attain Buddhahood. Why was this?" Changjing said, "Your question is exactly the point." The monk said, "But he did zazen on the Bodhi seat. Why couldn't he attain Buddhahood?" Changjing said, "Because he is an unattained Buddha," or "because he is a non-attained Buddha." So I want to talk about a couple of the ways that I work or play with koans. It's a way of talking with you about this one. And one thing I do with koans is I take various positions within them. I take on the various perspectives that the koan seems to offer me. And I try to inhabit those for a bit as a way in. And so I start with the monk as one possible point of identification for me as I feel my way into the koan. A monk asks the priest Changjing, "The Buddha of supreme pervading, surpassing wisdom, did zazen on the Bodhi seat for 10 kalpas, but he could not attain Buddhahood." My default, maybe, for monks like this is to imagine them, possibly because in my day job I'm a college teacher, as being about college age. I imagine these monks often as being the age of my students. And yet, in this case, I don't really see that. This monk does not strike me as a novice. This monk strikes me as somebody that's been practicing for a while. After all, he's identifying, because that's what I think he's up to, with a Buddha that practiced for 10 kalpas. And a kalpa is something like, in one accounting, 4.3 billion years. So yeah, over 40 billion years. Maybe sometimes these retreats feel that way to you. Or maybe your practice life as a whole could feel that way. It certainly happened to this monk. And lately, this koan's been coming to me, the koan about the non-attained Buddha. And I've been seeing this monk as an older monk, maybe somebody that's been at it for quite some time, maybe in his 40s. Sometimes I think of him as even older, maybe 64. That's not an age I chose at random. And yeah, and still, you know, hasn't happened. The Dharma of the Buddha did not manifest itself, and he could not attain Buddhahood. And I fear real anguish in that question. Why was this? Why was this? Maybe this monk has tried really hard. And has thought, well, if I'm at every intensive practice period, if I do all the angos, if I sometimes come back up to the zendo when everybody else is asleep and do a few more periods, if I just try harder. But wait, he's done this long enough that he's remembered this story. But what about the non-attained Buddha? He sat on the Bodhi seat for 10 kalpas. And he did not achieve Buddhahood. So what's another retreat going to do for this old monk? And then I take the teacher's perspective. Qingzhang said, your question is exactly to the point. This is one of my favorite answers in all of the Gateless Gate. I love the quickness of this and the way it cuts like a knife, or it tries to, through the monk's confusion. And I like the recognition in this. Your question is exactly to the point. The teacher could be dismissive of the monk. All kinds of things that the teacher could say that could leave the monk more or less in shambles. But the teacher, I think, realizes that the monk has hit exactly the right story for him. And there's something in it that the monk hasn't seen yet, but maybe isn't so far from. This is a very generous response, even though it's got that brevity, that pithiness that we were appreciating this morning in Yunmen. Your question is exactly to the point. And then, you know, the monk, not quite ready to take the leap that is being indicated to him. And so he shows his stuckness a little bit. But he did Zazen on the Bodhi seat. Why couldn't he attain Buddhahood? I think we all know this construction where we try to make something that is so complex and that involves countless, as we say, causes and conditions into just a simple cause and effect thing as we're trying to deal with our frustration. But I lavished care and attention on you from your infancy, and I gave up so many things so you could have a better life. But I worked here for 27 years, and I was employee of the month 8 times, and I never sloughed off, and I came to work that year I was sick because you couldn't keep up with the orders, but I loved you. With my whole heart. And it's just, it never ever helps. And so the teacher, I feel him reaching in. He opened a door for the monk, and the monk couldn't go through. And so the teacher kind of reaches for him, shows a little bit more of what the monk could see. Qingyang said, because he is a non-attained Buddha. And so he offers the monk a position that the monk can take. He offers a monk not a way forward, but a way to be where he already is. And this is very much in the spirit of Linji, the reading that Ray led us in a few moments ago. Nothing to do. The monk has spent all these years trying to put another head on top of his own head, in Linji's amazing phrase. And the teacher is suggesting that he stop doing that and gives him this opportunity to identify with the non-attained Buddha, who sat for over 40 billion years as the non-attained Buddha. Wow. And of course, he offers this point of identification to us. And that's the third position for me to take in this koan, is to be the non-attained Buddha. I remember this koan, it took me a while to find it. a few weeks ago when I got interested in it again, because I remembered him as the Buddha of non-attainment. I like that too. I think we could translate it that way. The Buddha of non-attainment. But I like the simplicity of the non-attained Buddha. And you know, what an amazing position to be able to occupy. To be the childless parent, to take that position and just own it, to be the unloved lover. To be the unemployed employee of the month. And to be the non-attained Buddha. And then I try to take the koan into my practice and not just to solve it, but to really sit with it, to let it inform my practice life. And so I lately have been sitting on the cushion and putting my hands in their mudra and saying to myself, sit and be the non-attained Buddha. Sit and be that Buddha of non-attainment. And so I pass this encouragement on to you. Be the Buddhas of non-attainment for this coming and going sesshin. Don't try to attain anything. Don't wait for a moment where the Dharma will manifest itself in some flashy way. Since we're here to do nothing together, then have nothing to do. A monk asked the priest Qingzhang of Xinyang, the Buddha supremely pervading, surpassing wisdom, did Zazen on the Bodhi seat for 10 kalpas, but the Dharma of the Buddha did not manifest itself and he could not attain Buddhahood. Why was this? Qingzhang said, your question is exactly to the point. The monk said, but he did Zazen on the Bodhi seat. Why couldn't he attain Buddhahood? Qingzhang said, because he is a non-attained Buddha. Thank you.